All right, I'm watching two videos this morning, and the tears are just streaming down my face. I am freaking out in a good way. It's a good freak out. Watching two videos from May 18th. Glenn Beck, the never Trumper of the Blaze radio and television network, has now championed Donald Trump. This was one of my litmus tests of whether Donald Trump could be the man of lawlessness, because as I have said before, the man of lawlessness will have the support and the backing of the religious right, and Glenn Beck is a very overt, vocal religionist, Christian apologist, even though he's a Mormon. But if you remember, in October of 2016, he supported Ted Cruz. And he actually not only supported Ted Cruz, he endorsed him and campaigned for him. And I shared videos with you in October of 2016. I was still making the Revelation series. I showed you that Glenn Beck was actually praying with Ted Cruz, and there were leaders from the Christian religion there. And Glenn Beck is just has this sickening ecumenical spirit about him. He boasts about bringing together priests and rabbis and imams and religious leaders of every stripe, Buddhist monks, the Pope. He thinks it's just great. Wouldn't it be great if we could all have religious unity, if we could bring that into government? Ooh. As we know, that is the formation of the beast. And the nightmare of Revelation is John seeing the harlot riding the beast, the harlot being apostate Israel and the beast being the world system. So there's Beck in October of 2016 campaigning for Ted Cruz, Lion Ted. And I said at the time that it seemed, well, for one thing, let me back up a little bit. I've been predicting for 10 years a conservative takeover. I knew that there's no way that this end time scenario could happen with liberals or Democrats. Same thing. The Democrat Party has become a carrier for the liberal ideology. I said that could never happen in an end time scenario. Don't get me wrong. It's not because it's so great, is because it's too obviously evil. Hillary Clinton is too obviously evil. It's going to be, and Barack Obama, just too obviously evil. Anybody with half a brain looks at these people and looks at what they are trying to do, which was decimate America and bring it into line into a one world order. And many of us thought for a while, I myself lean this way, that the one world order, we knew that there had to be a one world government, and many of us saw it for years as being this evil one world order. But this didn't make sense to me, like a George Soros backed obvious malevolence monstrosity that Christians would quake at. Now see, this couldn't happen because the Christians have to be for it. The Christians, in my mind, see, they've always had to be for this Antichrist system. And if it didn't trick the Christians, then it wasn't it. That was my litmus test. It has been my litmus test. That if the one world, or if the new, no, I don't even want to call it that. If the final beast system did not trick the Christians, then it was not a beast system. It was not the final beast system. Because the final beast system, which will be a Western power, according to Daniel chapter 7, the beasts coming out of the sea, it would be a Western power, and it would be headed by Christianity, headed by it. So I used to see that as a more obvious, it's more overt. I still say the Christians are going to champion it. But I didn't see back then that the true New World Order would be a more benevolent organization that would conquer the New World Order. That is the obviously evil. I did see that conservatism would have to rule the day. And again, you must equate conservatism or Republican, I don't like to say Republican Party because that's a joke. The parties are jokes. It's the ideologies that are furthered by the party. The party is a vehicle for an ideology. And sometimes this changes. So you can't say statically that the Democrats do this and the Republicans do this. You have to look at the ideologies. And I would say the ideology is big government versus small government. That's basically your basic difference. Control, that is liberalism, big government, big control, trust government, as opposed to, generally speaking, conservatism, free enterprise, free market, small government. That's as simple as it gets. So, I knew that the Christians would have to come to the fore and that conservatism would have to come to the fore. That's why I predicted Donald Trump would win in November of 2016. Because I knew, I was looking at the timing, I was looking at that we only have 10 years until the inauguration of the kingdom. As we don't have time for Hillary Clinton. We don't have time for Boris Karloff. We don't have time for Lon Chaney Jr. We don't have time for Frankenstein. We have to be building a very wonderful, clean, neat, good, actually good, that is actually good organization here. And we don't have time for Frankenstein. We don't have time for Clinton. We don't have time for Obama. And it happened. It happened. So, Ted Cruz was looking pretty tasty for a while, to me. And there's Glenn Beck praying with him, and Ted Cruz, of course, a champion of this dominionism. Dominionism is a way of thinking where you take these things of God, the Ten Commandments, God's rule, patriarchy, the Judeo-Christian heritage, and you insert it into government. And it becomes overtly Christian. I thought that was possible. That's why I was saying back in the day, ah, Ted Cruz, yeah, could be. Little did I know, and this is another litmus test of mine, besides the litmus test. Here's the first litmus test. Glenn Beck, who was a never-Trumper, when Glenn Beck turns around and says, yeah, Trump is the guy, then that's significant. That has just happened. On May 18th, that happened. I'm sharing two videos underneath here. Yeah, I'm going to link you to. These are the videos that freaked me out this morning, had me literally weeping in front of the computer. My other litmus test was that even the elect would be, if it were possible, that the end deception would be so slick that even the elect would be deceived. So the elect, which is me and you, we would have to look at this and go, yeah, man, that's pretty great. Wouldn't mind hanging around here down on earth if it's going to get this good. You see, it couldn't have gotten good with the Democrats in power, because Democrats were carrying the virus of socialism, the virus of communism, which is all the same thing. Big government, take away the rights of the people, and you eventually end up in Venezuela. That's where it ends if it's allowed to go to its logical conclusion. That's not the peace and prosperity that is going to be the prelude to the man of lawlessness entering the temple. What temple? How? There's going to be one. That's not the prelude. The prelude has to be, this is awesome. This is great. We have peace. We have plenty. gasoline is 50 cents a gallon. I was predicting gas at $1 a gallon, but I've taken that back. It's gonna be 50 cents a gallon. Yeah, 50 cents. That's what I've said. That's what I'm saying now. Anyway, so no way that's gonna happen under Frankenstein or Boris Karloff or Vincent Price. So Trump's the guy. And you remember that video I made a few weeks ago? It was called "Who Knew That the Beast Would Get Out of the Way?" This is one of the tenets of conservatism, is that the government gets out of the way. The government like just steps back and unleashes the power of human enterprise. That's a beautiful thing. It's scriptural. It's in accord with human nature. Okay? And again, to reiterate, to refresh you with that video, in the past, we have thought of the beast as aggressive, coming at you. We pictured the beast as like a 1984 scenario with Big Brother, or, you know, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. That's the beast. But the beast, I'm being quiet. There's people walking along the sidewalk here, so I don't want to be, you know, my philosophy here. I do not force this on anyone. I don't want to herald this on the street here at Arlington Avenue in Canton, Ohio. So we thought of the beast as a grab you by the throat, make you do thing, a totalitarian. That's what socialism leads to. A heavy ruling class that's bloated and rich and suffused with wealth, and a ruled over working class. We pictured it as more of that. But what a shock to find out. Not really a shock, it makes sense, total sense to me, and it didn't take much to nudge me this way. That the beast gets out of the way and allows this time of prosperity that comes from deregulating humanity, smaller government on humanity, giving humanity more choices, unleashing the power of the economy. The stock market will go up, unemployment will go down, jobs will be everywhere. Companies will begin manufacturing more in the U.S. because they've been delivered a punitive tax rate. And, of course, you know, tax the rich. That's the Bernie Sanders plan. Tax the rich! Which is ridiculous. Punish the achievers! Why? Class warfare, that's what it is class warfare. Set one class upon another class, which only strengthens the ruling class. Yeah, let competition decide who rises and who falls. Anyway, this is what's happening under Donald Trump. This is what is happening. I am thrilled to see it on so many levels. Number one, I like low taxes. Number two, I like institutions to crumble. Government is the biggest institution there is. If you were gonna tell me that 18 churches in this city of Canton, Ohio were going to close today, let's say 100 churches are gonna close, I'd be like, yes, we're closing the churches. We're gonna free the people to find truth for themselves. I'd be out there. I actually would be out there if they closed the churches. I'd be saying, go to martinsunder.com. You're finally free of this bullshit. And now you can find the truth. That's great. So why wouldn't I be happy to find that government agencies are closing, that government's being wound down? And now the people are free to pursue their dreams, pursue their goals. And this is wonderful. It's also, in a backdoor way, going to build the actual beast. It'll be almost like an accidental building of the beast. It won't be overt, it won't be purposeful on the part of the players. Whereas with the present New World Order, the evil New World Order, the obvious New World Order, it is the stated design, practically, of the people to take over. They're like the Dr. Evils.
In 24 hours, I will destroy Washington, D.C.
There's obviously evil. It's like their stated goal is to take over the world and put themselves as the king of the world. In order to do that, they have to dismantle the United States as a power. They have to level any nation which would dare raise its head above and say, I'm an exceptional nation. That gets in the way of the obvious New World Order. You can't have one exceptional nation. Well, now look what's happening. Trump is Mr. Americana. He's saying, make America great again. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds good, because for all its sins, and America's not perfect, but we've been a source of great blessing to other parts of the world. I'll get arguments from many of you on that, and I will say that, yes, we have made mistakes and we've overstepped our bounds, but if you take an aggregate of everything that's happened, I would say that there's more good than harm done when you get government out of the way. I was laughed at. I got to tell you this before I get back to Glenn Beck. I was laughed at overtly. I was having a discussion on taxes with two libtards. And I was saying, low taxes are great. And they're saying, no, high taxes are great. Why? Because you have to force people to give to the poor. You have to it's basically legislative legal robbery when you force people to give their money to the poor. They resent it. It's just like in Israel, the tithe. You will give 10% of your goods to the Levitical priesthood. It's a law. It's a force. I said to these two libtards, I said, the fatal flaw of socialism is that it's force. If you let people go, people have good hearts generally, and they will be more generous with their money than if they're told, if they have confiscatory tax rates forced on them. They resent it. But if you let them achieve, if you let them grow, if you let them prosper and make money, make money, that's terrible. No, it's not. It's a good thing. Then they will be, if left to themselves, more generous with that money. I was laughed at. They laughed in my faces, these two libtards. I said, leave it to the people's hearts. When they heard the word hearts, they just laughed. Heart? Like, what kind of Peter Pan fairy tale do you live in, Zender? Well, I'm just saying. Forgive me for still having faith in the goodness of humanity. There's something there in the image of God that, left alone, will thrive. Left alone by the churches, close them all. Left alone by the government, get rid of 90% of it. We'll be fine. Close down the medical institutions. The death rate would go down if you close the hospitals. The death rate would go down. Yeah, I'm all for it. But here's Glenn Beck, who was a never Trumper. This guy was so against Trump. And I thought, Glenn Beck, you idiot. Because I used to listen to this guy. And then he went off the rails. He became, to me, a sellout. And he started talking about Ted Cruz. I'm like, okay, well, it could go that way. But it's a little religious. See, this is beautiful because it's not religious. Trump is just getting out of the way and saying, if you want to be religious, go ahead. He himself is not religious. He does the poses. I know he's not a truly spiritual guy. Maybe he is. I don't know. He goes to the Wailing Wall and wears the yarmulke. He goes to church on Sunday and sits there in the front pew on Easter Sunday. Well, what? I know that. But here's Beck. And I said to myself, when Beck endorses Trump, that's it. That's when I know that there's something with Donald Trump. And don't misunderstand me. If Donald Trump is the man of lawlessness, when Donald Trump becomes the man of lawlessness, he's not now, even if he's appointed to be, it won't be Trump anymore. For those of you who love Trump like I do, some of you hate Trump, whatever, I'm not talking to you people. It's not going to be Donald Trump anymore. It's going to look like Trump. It's going to sound like Trump. The hair is still going to blow over here like Trump, but it won't be Trump. That vessel will be filled with a malevolent spiritual being, and I actually hate that. The same thing that happened to Judas. With Judas, it was Satan himself. With Trump, it might not be, but it will happen after the injury. And then it'll be different. It'll be different after that. But until then, nobody gonna be able to argue with the fact that, is it better or worse to have a denuclearized Korean Peninsula? I'd say it's better. Is it better or worse to have low taxes? Obviously, it's better. Is it better or worse to incentivize companies to stay in America and make their products in America? It's better. Is it better or worse to send criminals who are illegal alien criminals, send them back to their country? It's better. Nobody in their right mind could argue with these things. Even if I said Trump's the Antichrist, would you then say, oh, in that case, we want high taxes, open borders, high unemployment, low jobs? Would you say that? We don't want to be safer. We want a nuclearized Korea. We want more conflict in the Middle East. Nobody would even say that, even if you knew that the man making good things happen will end up being the man of lawlessness. So, are we stuck? No. You just watch it unfold. I say we have the best of all worlds. We get to enjoy the good stuff that's going to be happening, and then when the bad stuff starts to happen, we're out of here. My sister Kelly, who lives right there, I'm staying with her. She is going to link you to the two Glenn Beck videos. That you don't, if you have not followed the career of Glenn Beck, if you did not know how virulently he hated Donald Trump and how he just never trusted Trump. He was and I thought, you idiot, if you're a never Trumper in October of 2016, then you must be for Hillary. If you're not for Trump, you're for Hillary. Like, who the hell would be for Hillary? Who the hell? And yet, anyway, watch these videos. Maybe you can't appreciate them like I did. Maybe you won't sit there with tears streaming down your face like I did because you don't realize the import of it, but maybe after this video you will.